Joining us by telephone now, Michael Lang from the Wyoming Arts Council. Michael, a big event coming up, and you're bringing it to Star Valley. Tell us what you have.
Yeah, you bet, Dan. Thanks so much for having me on. So the Wyoming Arts Council Board, which is made up of 10 governor-appointed members from across the state, is going to be holding one of their quarterly board meetings in Star Valley, and we're excited to be out. We will have a formal business review where we'll review some grants and look over some different key programs that the Arts Council puts on to help support arts and cultural organizations across the state. But we'll also be doing a handful of public-facing events, which we're excited about. We have a couple tours with a handful of arts organizations there in the Valley. And then we are going to be hosting, along with the Star Valley Arts Council, a public reception, which will actually be held Monday afternoon from 4 to 5:30. And we'd love for the public to come out. We'll have some live entertainment and some great snacks from Stuffed Eatery and Catering there in Afton. So we're looking forward to the event for sure.
We've got Michael Lang on the phone with us, Wyoming Arts Council, bringing their quarterly meeting to Star Valley. Now, the event you're talking about, the public reception, that is at 4 p.m. Monday, May 23rd, correct?
That is correct, and it's happening at the Afton Civic Center there on Washington Street in Afton.
Before we close out, explain the importance of arts in Wyoming. I know we have a big annual event in Cheyenne and a dinner to honor the arts across the state, but help us understand all the work that you do behind the scenes to secure art in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, Dan, you bet. That's a great question. So the arts serves multiple purposes in our community. One, it helps with just the social cohesion of a community. By having art as part of our community, we have the ability for people to come together, to learn about each other, to take part in activities that build community. They also are a strong economic driver. Folks who are traveling to communities to take part in arts actually spend, on average, twice as much as people traveling for any other reason. People who are coming to arts activities spend more and stay longer inside of those communities. And lastly, the arts are really a driving factor in education. So if you look at the test scores across the nation, students who get to participate and take part in arts activities, if they be literary, performing, or visual arts, do better in school across all different academic disciplines. So the arts really, the arts really help our community in many ways, and the educational component is something we want to make sure that all students can participate across the state of Wyoming.
Thus, the importance of art in our lives. Mike Lang with Wyoming Arts Council. They are coming to Star Valley and holding a public reception May 23rd, 4 p.m., at the Afton Civic Center. Thank you, Mike.